Welcome, conquerors, to Mr. Carnivore. Del Ellis here, live from Del Ellis International Studio. Conquerors, the hunt is on. Today, we're going to dive into the heart of the carnivore's transformation, forging the predator's mindset, the pinnacle of your power. Are you ready to evolve? To become stronger, sharper, more powerful? If so, you're in the right place for sure. Here are the three main things you can expect to learn and gain from listening to the Carnivore Mindset and Personal Growth Podcast. Number one, how to cultivate a predatory mindset for personal growth. We're going to learn that personal growth isn't passive. It requires active pursuit and focused strategic approach, similarly to a predator hunting for its prey. We're going to understand the importance of shifting from a reactive to a proactive mindset, taking radical responsibilities for their outcomes, and eliminating distractions to achieve laser-like focus. Today's podcast provides actionable steps for you, such as ownership audit, reverse blame exercise, and the one thing rule, to you practically applying this mindset in your daily life. Number two, the importance of consistent action and habit formation. We're going to grasp that consistent small steps are more effective than sporadic bursts of intense efforts. Today's podcast emphasizes the power of building daily habits through techniques like micro habit stacking and maintaining a daily victory log. You're going to learn how to build power habits like early rising, meditation, and continuous learning. We're going to understand that sustainable success is built on a foundation of daily discipline and relentless consistency. Number three, we're going to learn the benefits and consequences of embracing or ignoring a carnivore mindset. We're going to gain clear understanding of the positive outcomes of adapting this mindset, including increased confidence, unstoppable momentum, and a greater sense of purpose. Conversely, we're going to learn about the severe consequences of remaining passive, such as regret, stagnation, and a loss of self-respect. Today's podcast will provide us with compelling reasons to take action and avoid the pitfalls of mediocrity, motivating us to actively pursue our goals and unlock our full potential. Let's get after it. What does it mean to be a carnivore in the context of personal growth? It's not about aggression for the sake of it, or tearing others down. It's about embodying the focus, intensity, the unwavering drive, and the strategic precision of a predator. It's about recognizing that growth isn't handed to us. It's sometimes actively pursuing and conquering. Think about a lion. It doesn't sit around hoping a gazelle will wander into its paws. It stalks, it observes, it plans, and then it strikes with decisive power. That's the mindset we're cultivating here. It's the mindset that separates the average from the exceptional. The carnivore mindset of personal growth, let the hunt begin. Growth isn't a gift, it's a conquest. It's not found in the comfort zones or waiting for the perfect moment. As Tony Robbins powerfully states, the path to success is to take massive, determined action. Think about it. If you wait for the stars to align, you're going to be waiting for a long time. You'll stay exactly where you are, stagnant and unfulfilled. The only way to truly grow, to break free from the chains of mediocrity, is to attack life with intention and a primal hunger. Let me share a personal story of mine. Early in my career, I had a vision for my business, but I kept delaying taking action. I told myself I need more resources, more experience, more this, more that, more something. But the truth was, I was afraid. I was comfortable in my routine. It wasn't until I faced my major setback, losing a key client, that I realized comfort is the enemy of progress. That jolt forced me to adapt the carnivore mindset. I stopped making excuses and started hunting for opportunities. And that's when everything changed. A true carnivore doesn't wish for a successful hunt. It plans, tracks, and executes. Success isn't about daydreaming, it's about doing. It's about taking consistent, decisive action. So how do you cultivate this predatory mindset? How to hunt? Three steps to personal growth like a carnivore. Number one, sharpen your claws with radical responsibility. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we are underlings. That's a quote by William Shakespeare. And I want to add to that, you are the architect of your own destiny. Own your building, conqueror. That is fundamental. Radical responsibility means taking 100% ownership of your life. The good, the bad, the ugly. Like the old Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. It's about refusing to play the victim, refusing to play the blame external circumstances for your lack of progress. It's easy to point fingers. My boss is unfair. The economy is bad. I didn't have the same advantage as others. But those are just stories we tell ourselves to avoid facing the truth. We have the power to influence our outcome, often more than we realize. Expanded hunting steps. Let's put this into practice. I want you to conduct a daily ownership audit. It's not just about identifying excuses. It's about analyzing your emotional responses. Where did you react instead of respond? Where did you let fear dictate your actions? Let's talk about fear for a minute. You know, the acronym for fear, there's three of them that I know of, and if there's more than you know of, please put it in the comment section. But fear, false evidence appearing real, or face everything and run. This is the one I prefer though. Face everything and rise. You can do it. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, either way you're right. Did you procrastinate on crucial tasks because you're afraid of failure? Did you avoid difficult conversations because you're afraid of conflict? Implement a reverse blame exercise. For every problem you encounter, identify three ways you could have influenced a better outcome, regardless of external factors. Let's say you missed a deadline at work. Instead of blaming your workload, ask yourself, could I have planned my time better? Could I have asked for help earlier? Could I have communicated more effectively with my team? Think of a time where you blamed an outside source for your failure. Really dig deep. Feel the frustration, the disappointment. Now think on how you could have taken control of the situation. What actions could you have taken? What mindset shift would have helped me? This exercise is powerful because it shifts your focus from being a passive recipient of circumstances to being an active agent of change. Number two. Track your prey with unwavering focus. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill. And to that I add, greatness is ordinary ability amplified by extraordinary focus. Conquerors, in today's world, distraction is the enemy. We're bombarded with so much information, notification, and temptation that'll pull us a million different directions if we'll allow it. To achieve anything significant, you need to develop the ability to have laser focus on your goals. Think about an eagle. It soars high above. When it spots its prey, its focus becomes absolute. Everything else fades away. That's the level of focus we need to cultivate in our own lives. Expanded hunting steps. Employ the one thing rule. Identify the single most important task each day and dictate the first few hours to it exclusively. This is your hunt for the day. Protect that time fiercely. Turn off notifications. Close your email and create an environment where you can work without interruptions. Practice mindful elimination. Consciously remove one distraction daily. This could be unsubscribing from an unnecessary email, hopefully not deleting mine, deleting unused apps, or setting strict time limits on social media. Be ruthless. Ask yourself, does this truly serve my goals? If the answer is no, eliminate it. Let me tell you about a time when distraction almost cost me a major opportunity. I was working on a crucial presentation, but I kept getting pulled away by emails and social media. I was constantly switching tasks and my productivity plummeted. The presentation was mediocre and I almost lost the deal. That was a wake-up call. I learned to prioritize ruthlessly and protect my focus, and it made a world of difference. Number three, execute the kill with relentless consistency. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming task into small, manageable tasks and then starting on the first one. That's a quote from Mark Twain. I love this quote by my mentor, John Maxwell. Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time. Conquerors, consistency is the ultimate weapon. It's not about a burst of intense effort followed by a period of inactivity. It's about showing up every day, doing the work, and building the momentum. It's about turning your goals into daily habits. Think about a cheetah. It doesn't reach its top speed instantly. It starts with small, powerful strides, building momentum until it reaches its full potential. That's how we need to approach our goals. One small, consistent step at a time. Now, more hunting steps. Create a daily victory log. At the end of each day, record three small wins. These don't have to be monumental achievements. They can be simple things like completing a workout, making a sales call, or reading a chapter of a book. This reinforces positive momentum and reinforces the habit of action. It trains your brain to seek out and celebrate progress. Implement micro habit stacking. Link new habits to existing ones. For example, after brushing your teeth, do 2 minutes of stretching. After making your morning coffee, spend 5 minutes meditating. This makes it easier to build new habits because they're anchored to existing routines. Let's talk about some power habits and why they're so effective. Early rising. This gives you a head start on the day, allowing for focused work before distractions set in. Regular exercise boosts energy, improves mood, and enhances mental clarity. Mindfulness or meditation reduces stress, improves focus, and cultivates self-awareness. Continuous learning expands your knowledge and skills, making you more adaptable and valuable. Consistent networking builds relationships and opens doors to new opportunities. These are just examples, but the key to identifying habits is that to align them with your goals and integrate them into your daily routine. The spoils of the hunt, the benefits of personal growth like a carnivore. What are the rewards of embracing this carnivore mindset? What are the spoils of this hunt? Let me tell you about it. You're going to develop unshakable confidence and mental toughness. You'll know you can overcome any obstacle because you train yourself to be resilient. You're going to create unstoppable momentum. Success breeds success, and consistent actions fuels your drive. You're going to build habits that become your competitive advantage. You're not relying on talent or luck. You're relying on your disciplined approach. You're going to gain clarity, purpose, and the ability to dominate your goals. You'll know what you want, and you'll have the focus and the drive to achieve it. You value your time and life. You're going to recognize that time is your most precious resource, and we're going to use it wisely. You'll gain the respect of yourself and others. People admire those who are driven, disciplined, and achieve their goals. But most importantly, you're going to gain self-respect, which is the foundation of all success. The bear traps are the pitfalls if you don't do this. But what happens if we don't embrace the mindset? What are the consequences of remaining passive and stagnant? Let me paint a picture for you. You'll stay stuck, filled with regret. You're going to look back on your life and wonder, what if? Fear and hesitation is going to keep you trapped in mediocrity. You're never going to take risks, and you're never going to reach your full potential. You're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. You'll never learn from your failures, and you'll continue to make the same poor choices. You're never going to unlock your true potential. You're going to live a life with underachievement, never realizing the greatness that lies within you. You're going to waste your life, time's going to slip away, and you're going to have nothing to show for it. You're going to lose respect for yourself and others. People see you as someone who lacks drive and ambition, and the worst of all, you're going to lose your own self-respect. Okay, here's the three main takeaways for the carnivore mindset and personal growth, distilled in concise points for you. Number one, develop a predator's focus. Learn to actively hunt for your goals with strategic, focused mindset, taking radical responsibility and eliminating distractions. Number two, Master consistent action. Understand that small, daily disciplines or habit formations are the key to building momentum and achieving lasting success. Number 3, embrace the rewards. Avoid the regrets. Recognize the power benefits of adapting this mindset, confidence, momentum, purpose, and the severe consequences of remaining passive, which is regret, stagnation, lost potential. Why go hunting with Dell-Ellis International? Number 1, I'm a certified coach, leadership trainer with John Maxwell Corporation. We don't just talk about things. We forge conquerors. We provide the map and the tools for your journey. We're not just about motivation. We're about transformation. We're going to give you the strategies, the accountability, and the community to help unleash your inner carnivore. And we do this Monday through Saturday. Make it a daily ritual because consistency is the key. We're here to support you in every step of the way. Conquerors, the hunt is calling. The world needs more powerful individuals, and it's going to start with you. Like, share, follow, and subscribe. Let's build a community of carnivores, a tribe of individuals committed to growth and excellence. I'm passionate about changing life. Now get out there and unleash the carnivore within.